This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about God's unexpected good. We are wrapping up our series on God's intimate relationship with us. We've been talking about how we can be so connected to God that He knows just how to bless us. So He knows your prayers, both spoken and unspoken. He knows when you're kind just for the sake of being kind, and He knows how to surprise you with a blessing in turn. Because we are in relationship with God, there are some things that we have just come to expect from Him, such as God answering one of our prayers. But also, there are those times that we can't expect or envision the good God will send our way. This is God's unexpected good, the good that you didn't even think to ask for. And of course, this was the case with Joseph. So as we know with Joseph, he was an innocent man who was once enslaved and imprisoned. His prayer was simply to be released from prison, and likely to have his name restored because he was an innocent man. These two things he could envision. He could wrap his mind around what it looked like to be a free man. But he couldn't envision God's unexpected good for him. He didn't know that God would also make him governor of Egypt, reunite him with his family, and give him a loving wife. So here's the key. You can't envision or anticipate God's unexpected good. It's like He pulls it from another stratosphere. So today, continue to put God first in your life and remember these words. But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Matthew 6:33. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, know that God has unexpected good for you.